Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Michigan's mandatory no-fault personal injury protection auto insurance law, facing some potential changes as legislation at the Capitol calls for allowing car owners to buy lower levels of personal injury protection in an effort to lower insurance costs. Although opponents say that the proposal would cost Michigan auto owners more in the long run and would leave many far less protected. To discuss the proposed changes, I'm joined by Pete Kuhnmensch. He's the executive director of the Insurance Institute of Michigan. Welcome to the program, Pete.
Good morning. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening. It is. Yep. It does look like morning's still outside, thankfully. But now the insurance industry's campaign to get rid of no-fault protection laws, they've been ongoing for decades. Hasn't the claim then and now always been that the costs are unsustainable?
Well, not in the past, I don't think. What we're really trying to do now is to preserve and protect the Michigan no-fault system, because we've seen some really unsettling trends in the escalating costs of no-fault. So what we're trying to do is be prescriptive in the sense of trying to make sure that this system stays in place for the next 30 years as well.
So these costs, now, are you saying that these are fraudulent claims, or are these people that actually are severely injured and need lifelong financial assistance?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. We in Michigan are the only state to have chosen this lifetime unlimited mandate under our no-fault system. And what that's done is a couple things. One, it precludes us from drawing on other insurance systems that are out there that everyone and every other state does. In another state, even a no-fault state, if you have a limited benefit, you coordinate and you access other insurances that you may have, such as your health care provided by your employer, your Medicare, if you're a senior citizen, and so forth. And those systems help deliver a lower-cost health care benefit, and no-fault in those states help subsidize that, if you will, and make sure that the benefits are paid, but it's done in a more efficient manner, because under our system, unfortunately, we don't have those cost restraints that you see in other states. The capitation of benefits, in other words, the limitation on benefits, tends to drive people to be a little more cautious with the health care spending. Mm-hmm. And the bigger issue, quite frankly, Mike, is the medical fee schedule. Michigan has not had a medical fee schedule under its no-fault system during its entire history, and that's been shown to really drive down costs in other areas as well, and most no-fault states do have that fee schedule.
Now, opponents point to the fact that the insurance industry estimates that the legislation might save auto owners 15% if they choose less coverage. However, nothing in this legislation now being considered guarantees any savings would result in lower insurance premiums. Now, shouldn't that be one of the things that are part of the deal?
Well, you know, if I can guarantee that we won't have more accidents, Mike, if I can guarantee that, in fact, the health care inflation is held at zero, then I think it's reasonable to expect a guarantee on your premiums. But what we've seen in Michigan, quite frankly, is a very competitive insurance market. And even though our premiums have been relatively stable over the last several years, as I've indicated, recent studies have indicated a very unsettling trend in the escalating costs. And what we're trying to do is be proactive before the situation gets out of hand.
You know, opponents also point to the fact that previous attempts to change the state's no-fault law were unsuccessful, and that voters show that they support no-fault by a 60-40 margin. Do you agree that a clear majority of Michigan voters do, in fact, want no-fault to remain in place?
Well, I agree. I agree to the point that that our consumers appreciate the benefit of our no-fault system. We by far have the best system in the country. What I don't agree with is necessarily the way that question was sponsored. But if you understand the ability to coordinate your coverages and save money in the process, and actually bring some efficiencies to the system, I think most folks understand that and recognize that now is probably the time to do those reforms and make sure that we have a healthy system going into the future. The reduction in premium would really depend upon your level of coverage that you choose to put in place under this no-fault system. Quite frankly, what's been proposed are four levels of coverage: $250,000, $500,000, $1 million, and $5 million. Now, that dwarfs the coverage you can purchase in any other state. And at $5 million in coverage, you've essentially replicated an unlimited coverage here in Michigan. So what it does is give consumers the right to choose the level of coverage that's appropriate for their needs. A perfect example is our senior citizens, most of whom have Medicare, pay a monthly premium for that benefit, mm-hmm. typically have a gap policy in addition to their Medicare premium, and sometimes purchase the medical coverage, the prescription coverage along with that. Those folks are actually paying twice for their health care coverage. Medicare is a lifetime benefit that they enjoy, and to duplicate that with your no-fault policy really just doesn't make any sense, and we could save some significant dollars for our seniors in this state.
I'm talking to Pete Kuhnmensch. He's the executive director of the Insurance Institute of Michigan. Another thing opponents point to, Pete, is that the legislation says that if drivers buy the lesser coverage, or they claim that if drivers do buy this lesser coverage, other auto owners would have to buy more expensive liability insurance to pay more for their own personal injury protection to be as well protected as they are now. Would that not, in fact, be the case?
Well, I think they're referring to the liability coverage. If you were to be responsible for a claim on someone who, say, had a $250,000 policy, let's talk about the numbers. At $250,000 in coverage today, 99.1% of all claims are covered, so there wouldn't even be a case to litigate in those instances, Mike, and over 99% of the cases. But beyond that, there may be the possibility, if someone had chosen the 250 level, that their expenses exceeded that, and there may be a need to litigate potentially. But quite frankly, should we craft our policy here in Michigan over a slight percentage that, might require some litigation? Or should we get to a point where folks have the choice to choose a level of coverage that, quite frankly, makes sense for their financial situation?
The one interesting thing about this bill to change the state's no-fault insurance law is that it includes appropriations of $50,000. Republican lawmakers say it's to help implement the law, but opponents say that by adding appropriations to the bill, it makes the law referendum-proof, if voters do, in fact, want to challenge it, and that typically this type of appropriations is handled by a separate spending bill. Is that really a proper way, do you think, of approaching an issue that impacts almost all Michiganians?
Well, it's not entirely unseen, I guess, in the legislative process. And quite frankly, I think the appropriation is inadequate. If we were to adopt these changes to our no-fault system, we're going to have a huge educational effort on the part of both the regulators and the insurance industry to educate our consumers. And that certainly wouldn't preclude another ballot initiative outside of this particular legislation. If someone were unhappy with what the legislature comes up with.
How much more would you say Michigan auto owners, how much more are we paying for our car insurance than those in states without this mandatory no-fault insurance law?
Well, you really have two comparisons. You can compare it to other no-fault states, and we're about 20 to 25% higher than those states. And then you have what we call tort states. They don't mandate, in large part, any medical coverage, Mike. Most states rely upon litigation in order to determine who's at fault in an accident, and then one party sues the other. And that's where liability costs are very, very high in those states, because you're going after the responsible party in each instance. In the no-fault states, we're 11th highest nationally. We're not the highest cost state. But again, what we're seeing is trends related to this lifetime unlimited benefit that don't seem to be abated, and they're going to worsen in the next decade here.
Pete Kuhnmensch, the executive director of the Insurance Institute of Michigan, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Mike.